Agricultural Loan Programs. The Farm Service Agency, FSA, is a federal agency of the Department of Agriculture. The FSA offers programs to help families purchase or operate family farms. Through the Rural Housing and Community Development Service, RHCDS, it also provides loans to help families purchase or improve single-family homes in rural areas. FSA loan programs fall into two categories: guaranteed loans, made and serviced by private lenders and guaranteed for a specific percentage by the FSA, and loans made directly by the FSA. The Farm Credit System, Farm Credit, provides loans to farmers, ranchers, rural homeowners, agricultural cooperatives, rural utility systems, and agribusinesses. Unlike commercial banks, Farm Credit System banks and associations do not take deposits. Instead, loanable funds are raised through the system-wide sale of bonds and notes in the nation's capital markets. Farmer Mac, formerly the Federal Agricultural Mortgage Corporation, or FAMC, is another government-sponsored enterprise, GSE, that operates similarly to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but in the context of agricultural loans. It was created to improve the availability of long-term credit at stable interest rates to America's farmers, ranchers, and rural homeowners, businesses, and communities. Farmer Mac pools or bundles agricultural loans from lenders for sale as mortgage-backed securities. Other financing techniques. Purchase money mortgages. This is a note and mortgage created at the time of purchase, when the seller agrees to finance all or part of the purchase price and consists of a first or junior lien, depending on whether prior mortgage liens exist. This is based on the fact that the seller gives the buyer title to the property. Often referred to as seller financing or owner financing, a PMM is often used when the buyer does not qualify for a typical lender loan. The buyer-borrower executes a note and mortgage at the time of purchase. The seller records the mortgage against the property. Payments are made to the seller according to the terms of the note. If the buyer stops making payments, the seller has recourse to foreclose on the property. Package loans. A package loan includes real and personal property. In recent years, these kinds of loans have been very popular with developers and purchasers of furnished condominiums. Package loans usually include furniture, drapes, kitchen range, refrigerator, dishwasher, washer, dryer, food freezer, and other appliances as part of the sales price of the home. Blanket loans. A blanket loan covers more than one parcel or lot. It is usually used to finance subdivision developments. However, it can be used to finance the purchase of improved properties or to consolidate loans as well. A blanket loan usually includes a provision known as a partial release clause. This clause permits the borrower to obtain the release of any one lot or parcel from the lien by repaying a certain amount of the loan. The lender issues a partial release for each parcel released from the mortgage lien. The release form includes a provision that the lien will continue to cover all other unreleased lots. Wraparound loans. A wraparound loan enables a borrower with an existing mortgage or deed of trust loan to obtain additional financing from a second lender without paying off the first loan. The second lender gives the borrower a new increased loan at a higher interest rate and assumes payment of the existing loan. The total amount of the new loan includes the existing loan as well as the additional loan taken out by the borrower. The borrower makes payments to the new lender based on the total amount, and the new lender, in turn, makes payments on the original loan out of the borrower's payments. A wraparound mortgage can be used to refinance a real property or to finance the purchase of a real property when an existing mortgage cannot be prepaid. The buyer executes a wraparound mortgage to the seller or lender, who collects payments based on the terms of the new loan and continues to make payments on the old loan. Open-end loans. An open-end loan secures a note executed by the borrower to the lender. It also secures any future advances of funds made by the lender to the borrower. The interest rate on the initial amount borrowed is fixed, but interest on future advances may be charged at the market rate in effect. It allows the borrower to open the mortgage or deed of trust to increase the debt to its original amount, or the amount stated in the note after the debt has been reduced by payments over a period of time. The mortgage usually states a maximum amount that can be secured, the terms and conditions under which the loan can be opened, and the provisions for repayment. Construction loans, interim financing. Construction loans are generally short-term or interim financing. The borrower pays interest only on the monies that have actually been disbursed. The borrower is expected to arrange for a permanent loan, also known as an end loan or takeout loan, which will repay or take out the construction financing lender when the work is completed. Sale-leaseback. Sale-leaseback arrangements are used to finance large commercial or industrial properties. The land and building, usually used by the seller for business purposes, are sold to an investor. The real estate is then leased back by the investor to the seller, who continues to conduct business on the property as a tenant. The buyer becomes the landlord, lessor, and the original owner becomes the tenant, lessee. This enables a business to free money tied up in real estate to use as working capital or to take advantage of accounting practices in the treatment of leases versus assets, balance sheet reports. Buy-downs. A buy-down is a way to temporarily or permanently lower the initial interest rate on a mortgage or deed of trust loan. Typical buy-down arrangements reduce the interest rate by 1 to 2% over the first 1 to 2 years of the loan term. After that, the rate rises. The assumption is that the borrower's income will also increase, making it more likely that the borrower will be able to pay the increased monthly payments. In a permanent buy-down, a larger upfront payment reduces the effective interest rate for the life of the loan,